Big Finish for the love of stories.
Ho, ho, ho! Punic and Benji, ho, ho!
Did not expect that. And a festive hello to you all. I'm Benji Clifford, he's Nick Briggs. This is Big Finish, audiobooks, audio drama, and this podcast, all for the love of stories.
Any moment now, the Good Review Guide will be featuring the worlds of Blake Seven, Baben the Butcher, starring Colin Baker in a pre-Who villainous role, and Doctor Who Short Trips, The Lickerwick Abomination, a Paul Spragg Memorial Writers Opportunity winner performed by the marvellous Jacob Dudman.
Can I interest you in a drink?
So what's out there, Malcolm?
Then we go behind the scenes with the worlds of Blake Seven, Allies and Enemies, No Name by Simon Gurrier.
Simon Gurrier's got no name.
Apparently. Well, it says he's got a name here, but is it his real name? Who knows?
I'm Simon Gurrier, and I wrote Blake Seven, No Name.
Following that, some absolutely cracking listeners' emails sent to podcast@bigfinish.com.
In our also available segment, we revisit a Big Finish Christmas classic. Oh. Perhaps not the one that you were expecting.
Ooh.
The Sixth Doctor and Perry in Blood on Santa's Claw.
Oh, no. Oh, this is impossible. How could I have been tricked so easily?
Then the Randomoid Selectatron will once again be giving you a 25% discount on a randomly selected Big Finish release for the last time in 2022. Benji, retrieve that clip from the unknown nightmare future.
This is Professor Bernie Summerfield.
That was the unknown nightmare future. And then it'll be time to give you a free 15-minute drama tease. This week, it's The Worlds of Blake Seven, Allies and Enemies, No Name by Simon Gurrier.
No.
Is that his name?
It's No Name.
I don't know.
Blake! I'm counting to three. One. Two. Three!
Where's the Federation when you actually need it? Someone's gonna get...
So, hey. Here we go. I think we're to continue our 1980s music debate, which people were disappointed was missing from last
week. Were they really? Good,
yeah,
good.
Yeah, yeah.
We like a bit of this. This
well,
is
I think,
quite
when
a selection
I say people,
you
I mean
put
a person,
before
so, yeah.
me here, Nick. I'm very excited by this.
Yes, it's the Christmas number ones in the, throughout the 1980s. And just that figure at the end there is how many weeks it was at number one.